One of the things our leadership team has been talking about is how when you go to any conference, really, that's supposed to be a conference that's pro-mission work or pro-this or that, you go and you get really excited and you're with all these people who agree with you, and you get back to campus and you're kind of all alone again. And so what we're trying to do is we're really trying to personalize the conference to people more so that this year you can come to the conference and you can make contacts and actually get involved in an area that you're specifically interested in and be given tools to help you when you go back home so that excitement and that ability to do work isn't left at that weekend. It goes with you.
As we said earlier, Dr. Oberdick spent 24 hours with us at The Rock to experience some of the cross-pollination ministry training, and here's some of his comments.
I think the conference has a great deal of impact on the lives of students. I've had the opportunity to go along with groups of students three of the last 4 years, two beautiful FEED events. And first of all, it's just a very important event for students from all over the country to realize that there are people who share the same commitments, the same love for Jesus Christ, the same desire to have his name known and wanting to learn ways in which they can do that. And so it's very uplifting. It's not only educational, but I think it's inspirational, just in the fact that it allows young people to realize that they're not alone. There's not just a small group at whatever institution they might be at. There's a larger core of people who also have this real strong desire. And sometimes attending Beautiful Feet can assist in giving a young person direction in life. Where is God calling them to make use of their gifts? And probably as a good example, I just share that 1 year my daughter went to the Beautiful Feet that was held in Ann Arbor, at Concordia Ann Arbor that year, and managed to connect with some folks at a booth representing Lutheran Inner City Network Coalition, an urban ministry going on in Dallas, Texas. Became interested in that, wound up spending a summer down there as an assistant to an inner city day camp, and then the next year wound up directing that inner city day camp, became very involved in urban ministry, has fallen in love with urban ministry, and now she's teaching in East St. Louis at an urban Lutheran school, and has found that is her real calling from the Lord in a place where she can share her love for Jesus Christ.